Welcome to Primary Report. Hello, I'm Olivia Sosansky. We're here thanks to the New South Wales Farmers Association. On today's show, the President meets with the new boss of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority. We look at a young farmer finance scheme, and Ingham's makes an offer for Sunny Brand chickens. Victoria and Queensland have schemes in place to help young people get into agriculture, and the association is now leading a push for a similar program in New South Wales. Holly Ballew is the new chair of the association's Young Farmer Council. Holly, run us through your proposal.
Look, I think looking at those two schemes that Victoria and Queensland both have, it's quite a high success rate. It's about 87-90% success rate that these people have applied for the schemes and have successfully started their own property and are doing quite well. So it's important because New South Wales has such capability to produce. So it is important for New South Wales to have this, to encourage people back onto the property.
Give us an example of how hard it is for a young person to get into agriculture.
The average farm size is about 4,000 hectares, and the average cost of that would be approximately $800,000 or more. And so that's almost $1 million before you even put a crop in the ground or purchase your first head of cattle or even get a return from a year's harvest. So if you think of that, it is quite daunting for a young person to think of, oh my gosh, I have $1 million debt before I even started. And then I guess these days, more and more, it's the unreliability and the unpredictability of the climate, which, you know, increases the risk of farming as a business.
The Young Farmer Council is proposing a working group be established just after the state election. What would that working group be set up to do?
Yeah, right. The working group is, I guess, it's there to form the scheme. New South Wales Young Farmers Council, we're just putting a proposal through. So we haven't got necessarily the intricacies of what the scheme would involve. But the finance working group would have a representative from the Treasury, from the Rural Assistance Authority, which is RAA. They have previously done a scheme called AgStart. Representative from industry and investment, and also, of course, New South Wales Farmers Association. And this group, it's a good representation from each area, and I think what we want is for them to create a scheme that will work.
After 2 months in the top job, Murray-Darling Basin Authority Chair Craig Knowles sat down for a chat with Association President Charles Armstrong. Charlie joins me now to tell us how the meeting went.
Well, this week we met with the new chairman of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, Craig Knowles, to chat with him about the position of the association in terms of the whole Murray-Darling Basin guide and future water management, as well as, of course, hear from him what his views are as to the process he's going to go through as chairman of the authority.
What is his view on the process to date and the current guide?
Well, his view is very encouraging. He says the current guide is off the table. It's dead. And that's very encouraging to us. Our original policy from the Executive Council was to have the plan withdrawn, not scrapped. So that's effectively achieved, and it's good to hear him commit to that. And the next step, which was also very important, was that he's as committed as we believe they should have always been to talk to the local communities, talk to the business communities of the various towns that might be affected, so that ultimately there is plenty of community input, but more importantly, community ownership of whatever is produced.
Isn't now an opportunity for all political parties ahead of the March 26 election to come out and stake their position on how they will fight for rural New South Wales?
Absolutely, and that's the sort of commitment we've been seeking in our meetings with both sides of Parliament, to understand that food is important, food security is important, and ultimately, of course, the other advantage of getting more people out of the congested coastal areas and into regional New South Wales. All of that will depend on the success of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. That will either make or break New South Wales.
And the Association's election website has more details, nswfarmers.org.au/state_election. The country's second largest chicken processor, Ingham's, has made an offer for Sunny Brand chickens. Gary Eckert is the association's poultry meat chair. Gary, the ACCC is looking at launching a review. Do you think there's a need for the action?
After talking to the growers up in that area, the processor, Ingham's,